something even from Ashford and Simpson.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Mbombela 31. Like so many executive mayors before her, the newly elected executive mayor of Tshwane, Dr. Nasipi Moya from Action SA, made this appeal to the city council.
I humbly ask that we put our political differences aside. I say this fully appreciating the dire straits in which our city finds itself. I'm not here to continue the assignment of blame and political point scoring.
A professor of political sciences at UNISA, Derkotsia, warns that Moya is in a relatively weak position because Action SA has a very small delegation in the city council.
What Action SA or she through the Action SA can do is therefore only limited.
He says her actions are limited to what the ANC and the EFF wants. Her predecessor, Celia Brink, meanwhile had a media briefing shortly after the announcement, saying his 18-month mayoral tenure brought stability and order in the capital city.
Improving the financial sustainability of the city, its audit outcome, taking the first steps towards energy independence and securing our infrastructure and devising a credible plan for the decades-long problem of Hammanskraal water.
The EFF also responded shortly after her swearing in. Here's the party's caucus leader in Tshwane, Obakeng Ramabodu.
This government of the DA failed this money. They must not lie to you. They use PR to lie to the people of Tshwane. For the past 8 years, they've never done anything. We are very happy that we have taken this decision.
Wrapping up some of the day's other stories, the High Court in Pretoria ruled that the former public protector, Busisiwe Mkhwebane, is not eligible to receive a gratuity payment of 10 million rand for her service. She was impeached last year. In the Eastern Cape, the case against a suspect in the Lusiki Siki mass shooting incident has also been remanded to the 15th of this month. The 45-year-old was out on parole before being arrested again. And the Minister of Police, Senzo Mkhunu, visited hijacked buildings in the Germiston CBD today.
And as for officers, we told them that they must say to their families, "Child, we are going to be out there most of the hours until we are satisfied that we have relatively dealt with the criminality and the environment."
He also told the SABC that tomorrow it's Joburg's time. To our neighbouring country, Mozambique. The country cast their ballots today for a new president and parliament. The Frelimo party that has ruled for 49 years are expected to hold on to power. Now, polling stations started closing at around 6 o'clock local time in Mozambique. After a tense day, one of the main opposition candidates are already warning of fraud. I'm Marlina Fischer. Hoofnuus die uur, Tshwane se nuwe burgemeester, Dr. Masipi Moya, is nog nie eens 'n dag in die stoel nie en politieke partye en ontleeders wonder hoe lank haar leierskap gaan hou.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Beginning kick off this 30 minutes of Teddy Swims the Door, Jennifer Page Crush. You can check it all out on jacarandafm.com and click those hearts and broken hearts so that I know I'm playing you more music you love. My name is Danny Painter. This is Love Songs.
I took a page out of you.